Ako si Lenny Robredo and welcome to the second episode of the Lenny Robredo Podcast. Halika, kwentuhan tayo! This is the second part of our first podcast session kung saan naging guest natin si Ms. Bianca Gonzalez, isang napakahusay na host, writer, content creator, wife, and mother. Last time, napag-usapan namin ang journey ng mga career namin sa buhay. This time naman, pag-uusapan namin ang aming roles bilang mga ina and what it's like to raise daughters. Pero sa akin, Bianca, meron pa tayong sinishare in common. And yung sinishare natin in common, we have daughters. Diba? You have two, I have three.
Mm-hmm.
So yung tanong ko, how is it for you having daughters?
Ang sarap. First of all, and I think I'm in the masarap stage pa talaga because they're 2 years old and 5 years old. So talagang it's the cute,
best year.
Amoy baby stage pa. Of course, there are moments na nagwawala sila and like it's hard to deal and you lose your cool. But in general, talagang it's the sarap age. I do admit that prior to getting pregnant, in my head, for some reason, I had this idea na feeling ko I would have two boys as kids.
Oh my God.
Yeah, in my head, for some reason, parang di ba we always have that like mga instinct. So akala ko talaga two boys. So when I was pregnant with my first, I was like, sure ako, boy to, boy. And then ultrasound says girl. Same thing with the second one, sure ako, boy na talaga to. And then girl again. But I think, again, God meant me to have
yes.
two daughters talaga. And I love it. I do. I am taking it one day at a time. And I often look at young women I look up to. And I always think, grabe, how did her parents raise her? Gusto ko. Parang sana I can do a job like that. So you, how did you raise three responsible, smart, empathetic, kind daughters?
Alam mo, Bianca, ako lang funny kasi baliktad tayo. Ako, I always knew I would have
girls.
Two daughters. Parang deep inside, I knew I wouldn't have a son. Parang ako, alam ko, two daughters. Pero akala ko, stop na ako at two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
So when I became pregnant with Jillian, ang feeling ko, son na siya. So ako, alam mo yon, yung maternity dresses ko, blue, etc. Parang ang feeling ko, son na.
Mm-mm.
Tapos yung nag-ultrasound sa amin, kasama na, kasi Couples for Christ kami mag-asawa, kasama namin siya sa Couples for Christ, yung doctor. Sinasabi niya sa asawa ko, Brad, magsisinungaling na ba ako? So sinabi namin, oh my God, babae na ulit. So alam mo yun, I always wanted daughters. I always wanted daughters, pero for the third, I wanted to have a son.
Mm-mm.
Pero alam mo, when I was given a third daughter, parang sobrang alam talaga ng Diyos kung anong kailangan mo. So yun sa akin, Bianca, I was so young when I had Aika. I was only 23. So what did I know about being a mother? So alam mo, parang si Aika yung nagturo sa akin how to be a mother. So parang, ngayon kasi nakikita ko with my pamangkins, parang sobrang alam na nila kung anong gagawin. Pero sa akin noon, parang touch and go. Pero yung nakita ko lang na ano ba yung mga ginawa ko na hindi ko nakita na, halimbawa among friends, ano yung ginawa, sobrang tutok ako.
Tutok?
Meaning, tutok na tutok ako as a mother. So parang hindi tiger mom in the sense na sobrang istrikto. Pero I was with them. Parang yung quantity time talaga.
Yeah.
I was studying.
Because you were in law school.
Yes. And I was teaching. I was teaching during the day. I was in law school at night. Pero sa akin, every free time, I really spent with my daughters. So sa akin, I think yung number one sa akin, yung presence.
Mm.
Talagang involved ako sa kanila every step of the way. I mean, may mga yaya sila, pero ako talaga lahat. Pati sa, ano ba, sa pag-tutor, sa pag-aral, ako yon. parang many things were possible because we were in Naga. So everywhere was 5 minutes away. So I was their driver. I didn't have a driver before. So when they would go to school, I would drive them to school. They would go home for lunch. So I will pick them up, bring them to school again. Tapos yung mga anak ko kasi may sports yun saka music eh. So they were swimmers. They would do piano, violin. Ako yung lahat nakasama. So yung sasakyan ko, Bianca, pag uwian na, nung una Starex yung sasakyan ko, punong-puno yan. Tapos pinalitan ko ng Innova. Alam mo yun, yung may snacks. Kasi mga kauwi kami, mga 9 o'clock in the evening na eh. Kasi may swim training. Pag nagsiswim training sila, I was already a practicing lawyer at that time. Pero nagsiswim training sila, yung mga assignments nila, tinitingnan ko na. Gagawa na ako ng mga outline. Yung mga outline na ginagawa ko, color-coded. Kasi kulang yung time nila mag-aral kasi may sports sila eh. They would train for 3 hours every day. So sa akin, ako yun lahat. Ako yun lahat. And I think, ano ako, parang I was the one who pushed them to excel. But hindi excel relative to other people. Pero to always do their best in what they were doing. Halimbawa, nagpa-piano sila. During practices, bantay ako. Tapos, parang I was with them every step of the way. Nagsiswimming sila, meron akong timer. Kabahagi ako doon sa, ako you should know, kasi your husband is an athlete, di ba? It requires a lot of discipline. Mm-hmm. So yung sa akin, ganun ako, na, alam mo yon na, halimbawa yung swim nila ngayon was 1 second slower than their swim yesterday. So sasabihin ko na, ano kaya? Ano yung nangyari? So I feel ako tingin ko, it was, hindi ko sinasabi na yun dapat yung formula. Pero I think, parang naging stronger yung bond namin ng mga bata because of that.
Yeah.
Na I was involved in their day-to-day. I was working. So, nakikita nila ako na after nila gumawa ng mga assignments, magtatrabaho pa ako, tatrabahuhin ko yung aking mga pleadings. When I was still studying law, nag-aaral ako. So, I think, yun din, naging studious sila because of that.
Yeah.
Parang, yung children naman learn sa nakikita nila, hindi sa naririnig eh. Ayun yung aking pinaka-lesson na I'm not the preachy type of parent. Hindi ako ma-preach. Pero siguro, because of the everyday na nakikita nila. Everyday na nakikita nila, so na-assimilate nila. Halimbawa, marami nagtatanong, how did you raise such parang strong-willed na mga bata? Ako siguro nakita kasi nila sa akin. Nakita nila na while they were growing up, I was defending farmers in court. You know, karamihan sa mga kliyente ko, yung mga naape. Yung mga, alam mo yon, yung mga walang-wala. So, lakasan ng loob pag ganun. So, nakikita nila. Pero it's not like tinuruan ko sila.
Yeah.
It's not like yung alam mo yon na I would spend time to teach them na this is right, this is wrong. I never did that kasi sobrang busy ko. Pero sa akin, sa kabisihan ko, parati kong bit-bit yung mga anak ko. It also paid na yeah. My husband was a very present dad in the sense na my work would bring me to communities and I would need to stay there 3-4 days in a row. And my husband would be father and mother, even if he was a politician already. So, ako, sabi ko nga, I follow you, and I see na your husband is also a very present dad, di ba? So, I think, pag ganon, mas balanse yung personality ng mga bata. I think, the most important gift that we can give to our children is yung sense of security nila. Yung that they are secure in the love of their parents. So yung mga anak ko ganun, hindi ako palalabas. Kami mag-asawa, hindi kami palalabas. And I never had problems with my daughters. Halimbawa, when Aika was in Ateneo,
sa ulo.
Wala. When Aika was in Ateneo, she was in the dorm for 4 years. Nasa Eliazo siya for 4 years kasi nakatira pa kami sa Naga. And I remember her asking me, Mama, ano yung curfew ko? So, ang sabi ko sa kanya, wala kang curfew. Basta alam ko kung asan ka, saka huwag kang magta-taxi na mag-isa. So, after she graduated already, sabi niya sa akin, Mama, alam mo ba, ako lang sa friends ko yung walang curfew. So, parang sa akin, parang it never reached a point na takot ako. Takot ako na may mangyari sa kanila dati sa taxi kasi wala pa nung mga Grab, di ba? Walang Uber, walang Grab. So, sinasabi ko na huwag kang mag-taxi, mag-jeep ka na lang, pero huwag kang na solo. So, yung sa akin, none of my daughters are palalabas. Ang gusto ko sabihin, pag nagpaalam silang may lakad sa gabi, tuwang-tuwa ako. Until now, ha? Na, uy, may lakad ka ngayon. Oo. Parang I never had problems with that. And I think that's because ganun din kami mag-asawa. yun nga, parang ako, tingin ko na-assimilate talaga yun. Pero relax, I don't know what kind of a mother you are, Bianca, pero ako relax lang ako eh. Hindi ako uptight. Ang gusto ko sabihin, meron kasi ako mga cousins before na ayaw madumihan yung mga anak, na alam mo yon na pag pinagpapawisan, nagpapanik na kasi baka matuyuan ng pawis. I'm not that kind of mother. Ako yung I just let them be, naglalaro sila sa buhangin, okay lang. Tapos may daughters also have a very special relationship with their dad. In fact, nung nabubuhay pa yung asawa ko, parang good cop, bad cop kami. Ako yung bad.
Of course. I can relate to that 100%. Eh, kasi iba talaga ang daughter sa daddy. Parang talo sila, hindi nila kaya. Oo.
So sa inyo, ikaw din yung nagdidisiplina?
Oh, super bad cop. Yeah, and I think I'm like you in that I'm relaxed in terms of like pag maglalaro, madudumihan, being out there, getting hurt, getting dapa and things like that. Yes. But I am medyo strict sa schedule. Ganyan. Time to sleep, time to eat. Yan. Diyan ako medyo talagang mas parang for the routine and the flow of the day. Yeah.
And pero bad cop. Okay. Sa amin din. So sa amin, yung pag parang yung dad nila yung savior nila. Yun yung savior nila. Pero ako dati, Bianca, hindi ako ano. Halimbawa, yung mga classmates na iba, ng mga anak ko, bawal ng TV during weekdays, mga ganon. Ako hindi. Sa akin dati, and I don't know if okay yon, pero sa akin, maluwag din ako pagdating doon. Pero para sa akin, halimbawa, nagpa-piano sila, mag-practice kayo everyday. Tapos, hindi ako pumapayag na, halimbawa may mga exams, gusto ma-miss yung swim training, hindi ako pumapayag. So, para sa akin, yung disiplina, yung disiplina about it, yung ayoko yung naghahanap ng parang excuse. Although maluwag ako, pero parang hindi nila ako nalulusutan. Na, halimbawa sa nung college, so, sinasabi ko sa kanila na wala kayong grades na kailangang abutin. Parang you don't have to graduate with honors. Pero wag ako makakakita ng parang incomplete na grade. kasi feeling ko parang katamaran na hindi ka nag-comply sa requirement. So, sa akin, mas discipline yung aking... Tapos yung dati ang tinitingnan ko una yung grade nila sa conduct. Sabi ko kung may bumaba ng academics, parang hindi ako magpapanik masyado. Pero kung bumagsak yung grade ko sa conduct, parang doon ako magpapanik. So yung mga ganun na pamantayan.
Yeah. I'm not yet there. I'm not yet in the report card age, but noted on all that. I will, yeah. Day by day, again, enjoying the baby stage din ako.
Yes. Ano, alam mo yung ages ng mga anak mo. Those are the best. Kasi you still have them. Parang they're not so little anymore that you get to interact with them already.
Yeah.
So pag tumatanda na yung mga bata, yun yung sasabihin mo, sana maliit ka na lang ulit.
Lalo na now, you have graduates, you have yes. frontliners, you have, my goodness.
Pero it's so nice to have daughters, Bianca. Ano talaga siya? And I'm sure you know that kasi you had a sister also. And nakita ko with your blogs before, sobrang close kayo, di ba? So, sobrang close kayo ng brother mo, ng sister mo. So I'm sure, nadadala mo naman yun eh. Nadadala mo with your own families. So ako nakikita ko na your two daughters will also be very, very close. Do you plan to have more?
I'm good. I'm honestly good. Thank you, God, na for the two. We're very happy. Of course, my husband wishes we could have more, but we'll see. But so far, happy na po sa two.
Eto, Bianca, we don't have a lot of time. Ayan, nire-remind na ako na mahaba na yung kwento. Pero siguro one last question.
Yes.
Kasi sabi ko nga sa iyo, I've been following you, 'di ba? So sa inyo, sa family niyo, there have been changes. Like your husband retired from basketball. He's a very good artist. Sobrang super talented. Yung mga changes na ganito sa buhay, how has it affected yung dynamics in the family? Mas masaya ka ba ngayon? Na, 'di ba? Kasi pag athlete yung asawa mo, it requires a certain kind of discipline eh, saka yung oras. Pero ano yung epekto niya sa inyo? Yung dynamics within the family.
I can't really say yet, ma'am, because all the changes happened within quarantine. So parang all the changes happened within like the home. But what I can say is because we have been talking about his eventual retirement for years. Kasi ang athlete naman talaga, there is an age limit. Usually, may age limit. So, there was not really any big adjustment because parang we were mentally preparing ourselves na for a time. We were talking about it for months. He was like, is this the correct time na to retire? Should I still go on? And so, it was a decision made together. And like you said earlier, of course, 100% I support my husband sa kung ano yung gusto niyang gawin. And in terms of time, actually parang mas busy pa siya painting. It takes more time. Yeah, because ang training ng basketball po, usually let's say 3 hours in the morning. Tapos may gym lang ng hapon. Pero now it's really hours and hours he has to spend in his studio. So yeah, in terms of hours, medyo same, long hours, but full support, of course.
Oo nga eh. Ako actually when I saw that, Bianca, parang para sa akin sobrang nakakahanga. Kasi it takes courage, 'di ba? It takes a lot of courage to shift from parang from one end of the spectrum to another.
Yes.
So sa akin Bianca, I wish we could have had more time. Pero ako, congratulations for everything that you have done. Thank you also for all the support to our programs. Saka thank you for the inspiration that you give us. Na hindi mo yan, na-shock ka nung sinabi ko sa'yo the first time we met. Pero you are really such an inspiration, especially to young people. Kaya
gosh.
Oo, ano talaga? Saludo kami sa inyo and sa iyo, and we hope you continue being an inspiration to many people. So maraming salamat for giving us this time.
Oh, thank you so much for your time. Your schedule is like 10 times busier than my schedule. So I'm so happy to be your guest on your podcast. Again, congratulations and welcome to the podcasting world. I'm sure that your conversations will inspire so many. And ako, I learned so much about you today. So I'm happy that a lot of people will get to know the real Lenny. Wow, the real Lenny. The more they listen to your episode. Salamat po!
Thank you, Bianca. Thank you very much, Bianca, para sa isa na namang makabuluhang kwentuhan sa ating podcast. Motherhood is not easy at napakalaking tulong na makarinig ng mga kwento ng ibang kapwa-ina tulad ni Bianca. Salamat sa mga listeners na nakasubaybay sa atin at sana nakakuha kayo ng inspirasyon at tips kung paano ma-improve ang relationships natin sa ating mga anak. Muli, ako si Lenny Robredo and this is the Lenny Robredo Podcast. Hanggang sa susunod nating kwentuhan.